الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, first we set the intention, and the intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, shower our house and our heart and our body with what benefit to us in this life and a year after. What is it? We do not know. Only Allah knows what benefit to us in this life and a year after. Also, O Allah, make us the farmer of the fruits and the flower of generation to come, and make us useful to ourselves, to our family, and to mankind, Ya Allah. Very important, said the intention. Even if you do not intend to do anything, Allah is a doer. Only Allah wants from us the intention. And we have to put in our heart, in this meeting and this gathering has been videotaped, but not by me, by hundreds and thousands of angels will be present once we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at this time the angel will ask, they will go look to the status of our heart and go to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, what my servant want. And according to the status of your heart, Allah will give you. Very important. By this way, when we sit down, one scholar teach me something. The most important thing to do, not to look to the one who's talking. Look to the one who's talking about, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what the best thing to do is to be poor. Very poor and needy. From whom? Again, from a human being? No. From the creator, the owner, the master of heaven and universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to how much poor we are to Allah, Allah will shower us and give us according to this amount of need and desire in our heart. Okay, inshallah, we set the intention, inshallah, to Allah, give me and give you what benefit to us, inshallah, in this life and the year after. Now, the sister requested to make pray for all the elder and all the people who die from the family. And these are very noble questions and requests, because actually it is a duty and incumbent of young generation to make dua for the dead. And according to how much we make dua for the dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be mercy to us. Because what we will ask Allah for? Oh Allah, give mercy to those who died from our family. Oh Allah, forgive them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill their grave with light, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all their sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give mercy to all the Muslim who died, Ya Allah, and bear witness, you are the only creator, Ya Allah, and your Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the prophet of Allah. Do you know, when you intend as a son or daughter to make dua for the dead person, what happened? You already fulfilled the obligation of being good to your parents. Even one scholar, he tell me, one of the ways to accept your salah, every fard salah, every obligation salah, you make dua to your parents and grandparents and uncles and father and aunt and everyone. Allah loves that. Because when you think about other, Allah will take care about your need. Because it's a status of goodness, you know. By this way, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, make this meeting the cause of spreading goodness and mercy and forgiveness in the grave of those who died from our family. And this reminds me of Hadith Qudsi by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when a son or a daughter, pious, do good deed, they do good deed, wonder what happened. The parents in their grave, all of a sudden, they will see light, very big light, showing in their graves. And all of a sudden, they find an angel coming, very pretty, very beautiful, and gives them contentment, and talk to them nicely. And the dead people will ask, who are you? He said, I'm an angel. Allah created me to visit you, and I have many angels with me. He said, how long your visit? He said, my visit until your son or daughter stop doing a deed. At this time, the dead person, he said, I wish my son or daughter do not stop doing good deed. Now again, they will ask, how many of you? They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to visit you. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make people go to do the Hajj in Mecca and Medina. We will be visiting you with amount of angel unaccountable for. Now when the son and daughter stop do good deed, the people of the neighbor of the graves, they will scream, oh Allah, allow so and so, the son of so and so to do good deed. We used to have blessing and mercy in our grave by the presence of these angels. Because when the angel of mercy coming from Allah going to one grave, all the angel of torture will be going away from the whole cemetery. Look how much Allah is so generous. Because angel of mercy, they cannot take torture. It's a blessing from Allah. Look how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. This why the most beautiful thing we can do to our parents and the dead people is to do good deed. Do you know when you remember them and said, oh Allah, give them mercy? Is an angel said, وَلَكَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And an angel say, and you will get the same thing. You ask Allah for it. You see, we're sitting in this gathering now. And my father, may Allah give him mercy, in his grave, he used to say something beautiful. I used to see him crying. And he used to be rich. He have a beautiful house. I asked him, oh my father, why are you crying? You do not contend with what Allah give you? He said, you do not understand what I'm crying for. It's a verse of Quran. Every time I remember it, it makes me cry. I said, what verse is that, my father? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, he said this verse twice or three times in Quran. Those who are the ultimate loser, the one they lose themselves and the member of the family in the day of judgment. And this is the ultimate loss, the greatest loss. A father and mother, usually they love to see their kids around them. They're very happy when they see the family around them. They're very happy when they see the grandchildren around them. I know a person, he makes a commitment between him and his daughters. Before you get married, I want to make sure your husband will live with you around me. By this way, all of you will be around me. By this way, he wants him, all his daughters, and all his family to be around him. This human nature, we love to be together. We love to be as a family, united, and our heart is together. This is in life for a short period of time. What about in a hereafter? You ever think about that? This is what Allah asks us. Allah asks us, is a reminder from Allah to us, the ultimate loser, the one they will lose themselves and the member of the family in the hereafter. What this meaning? Do you know Jannah, paradise, is many, many levels, thousands of levels? Allah knows. Some scholars said it is the amount of verses in Quran, 6,000 and something. Some said, no, it is 1,000. Allah knows the number. But all we know is a big difference in levels. And we know, according to some report by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is between one level to another level is between the earth and the sky. This levels is not only in a distance. In a distance, in a beauty, in the furniture, in everything in paradise. Now, do you know one scholar in Islam, his name Ibn Qayyim al-Juziyya, he make a book about one topic. Do you know what the topic is? He said, the people in paradise in the lower level, they will not visit the upper level. But the upper level will visit the lower level. Why? Because in Jannah, in Paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wrote down no agony and no any sadness. By this way, if Allah allows the people in the lower level to go visit the upper level, wonder what happened. Oh, wow! You have this, we do not have. This will make them feel bad. By this way, Allah will not allow it. But the upper visit can go visit the lower visit. By this way, you will thank Allah more. But again, think about it. You want to see your daughter, your son, your sister, your father, your uncle. You want to see them in Jannah? If you want to see them, you have to work for it. And you have to work for it for them. Meaning you have to work together, hand to hand, how we can help each other to share. And let me give you a good news. Wallahu a'lam, Allah know best. It just came, something came in my heart, almost 7-8 years ago. I was reading about the bounty and the amount of reward for those who die in the path of Allah. Meaning, they are in the middle of doing good deed and they die in the path of Allah and Allah will write them as martyrs. One of the bounty and gift Allah will give them to intercede for 70 of the member of their family. You know what I did? I get up and I keep crying and make sajda to Allah. I said, oh Allah, you're so mercy. You're really so merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know when I look in all the people I know in my life, you hardly find one person good in the whole family. And when I look at it, I said, oh Allah, you're so generous. Because one person in the whole family is enough. And maybe with one person, Allah will spread goodness to the whole family and make this person intercede in the behalf of the whole family and the whole family go to paradise. Who is this person? Anybody know? Nobody know. Don't ever think you are the person. Nobody know. Maybe the most sinful person, one day Allah will make him repent and he becomes the most pious and he go to Jannah and he will intercede for others. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin." Allah loves those who repent. Imagine, Allah loves those who repent. Meaning you commit sins and you repent to Allah, you go back to Allah, Allah will love you. One early scholar, he used to talk to Allah and he said, oh Allah, you create me and you choose me among the son of Adam, meaning you love me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you create me and you make me a Muslim. Oh Allah, you love me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you make me make Shahada, Ya Allah, meaning embrace Islam. You love me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you make me and allow me to make sajda for you and prostrate to you, Ya Allah. You love me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and you see me doing the sins and you still allow me to remember you, Ya Allah. You love me, Ya Allah. After all this loving to you, to me, Ya Allah, you will torture me in hellfire. I know you, Ya Allah. You love me, Ya Allah, and you will not torture me, Ya Allah. He's just talking to Allah. He's just talking to Allah. We have to remember who's Allah. We're not the judge. He is the judge. I said it in many tapes before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Thunder, Ar-Ra'd, verse 39, He said something beautiful. We have to really keep an eye on this verse before it's too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت وعنده أم الكتاب Allah he erase what he want and he write what he want and he has the mother of the book. Yes, he is the owner. Yes, he writes the destiny, but he has the mother of the book. He is the owner of the book. He can erase what he wants. And he can intend what he wants. I give a story which is true, it is reported in many Islamic report about the woman, the blind woman, who heard about her son died, and she has only one son in her life. And after they took the son, they make for him ghusl, they give him the ghusl, he makes salatul janaza, they ready to bury him. She went and she said, Ya Rasulullah, wait for me. Don't bury my son. I have something between me and Allah to say it. And she went to his feet. And she is holding 2 feet. And she talked to Allah. And she said, Ya Allah, I embrace Islam, Ya Allah, for you. I believe in you and your messenger, Ya Allah. And my tribes, they will claim, because I left their titles, you torture me. Don't let them do this to me. Allah, I'm a blind woman. I need my son back. Give me my son back. Before she finished the sentence, their son get up and said, I'm here, Ya Mami. Allah give him life again. After 1 day of death. It is authentic report. And his name, Abil Ala al-Hadrami. And he buried his mother later on. And he went in the battlefield with the Prophet ﷺ. He went to open different countries. He walked in the water. And when he was in the army, and they want water, and they have no water, he said, wait for me. And he make 2 rak'ah to Allah. The companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he swear by Allah, by the time he make 1 taslima, and the second salam, they have a big cloud in the top of their head. And the rain was pouring down. But look at the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What this woman did? She was a big scholar? No. But she has the belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we see people dying, what is the message of death? Death is beautiful. It has a lot of message. If you look to all the report about the prayer, the dua, the recitation, it's all for us, not the dead person. Because the dead is dead. His deed stopped. But it's us. When we visit sick people, why we visit sick people? It reminds us about where we're going. Why Allah allowed death to be all of a sudden? He didn't program it. He hid the time of death. Similar, the time of birth. Nobody knows when his wife or whatever will give birth. You go to the hospital and the doctor said, in a few minutes you will have a baby. 2 hours passing by. In a few hours you will have a baby. 18 hours go by. In 2 hours you will have your baby. Unless you intercede by cesarean or whatever. Is anybody ever get a letter when you're going to die? Or when you're going to get sick? Nobody knows. What is the wisdom behind it, Ya Allah? The wisdom is to prepare, to know we leaving. We not resident of the United States. We not resident of Guyana or Trinidad or Egypt or whatever. Our resident is only one place or from two. Only one from two. Either paradise or hellfire. Is no three. Is no three. And this is a time to think where I'm going and which direction. One Imam, his name is Imam al-Qurtubi, he wrote a big volume about, you know, the death. And he said something beautifully. He said, by the will of Allah, if we know what is coming in the grave, nobody will ever get married. Nobody will eat, nobody will sleep, and we die from remembering death. But from the mercy of Allah, Allah allow us to forget. But also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, تذكروا هادم اللذات قيل وما هادم اللذات يا رسول الله قال الموت. Remember the destroyer of the enjoyment and pleasure. He said, what is the destroyer of enjoyment and pleasure, Ya Rasulullah? He said, death. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, one time he was walking and he see two people giggling and giving joke to each other. He went to them and he asked, do you know if you're going to live or die tonight? He said, no. He asked, do you know if the angel of death coming with the angel of mercy or the angel of torture? He said, no. He said, do you know your grave will be a place of hellfire or a place of paradise? He said, no. He said, do you know in the day of judgment you will be among the right people or the left people? Meaning hellfire people or paradise people? He said, no. He said, I'm surprised about the person. He doesn't know none of this question and he's still laughing. And he left. You see? Most of the companion used to, when they hear death, they fall down unconscious. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, one time, he was walking, and a woman or a man reciting Quran inside the house, when he said, وَمَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدْهَا. When the man was reciting this tiny piece of verse, and no one among you except going to test or going to hellfire, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he fell down. And he was sick for a month. He cannot get up from what the verse affecting him. But this Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, what happened to us? What happened to us, very simple. We was in Guyana, in Trinidad, whatever we were, and we want a better life. We came to America, we start looking for a better life. After that, we want to enjoy better life. After that, we be busy of life. After that, we forget even our identity or our destination. And we going to die. Look at around. Look at the presidents, the kings. They died. Nobody's staying. What they take with them? No, nothing. They take the kingdom. They take the wife and kids. Nobody take nothing in the grave except your good deed and your belief. What our life? Our life is very simple. Allah sent us messenger and prophet to teach us who is Allah and what he wants from us. And this is what we believe. Shaitan is a thief. He tried to delude us and make us live in a deception and illusion. And he made, oh, let it go. It's just a word, it's just an action, it's just this, it's just that. And all of a sudden he make you lose year after year, year after year, hour after hour. And all of a sudden you get old and you don't do anything. And he said, where am I? It's too late now. And he's laughing, ha ha ha. I make him lose his life. Because his main job is to make us lose our life. Why? What is the most important part in your life is time. Time is very precious. This is the only thing, the most precious thing you have is life, is time. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, two gifts of Allah, a lot of people, they do not even think about them, and they do not even recognize them. He said, what they are, Ya Rasulullah? He said, time and health. Do you know how many people even cannot eat? You eat hot pepper, Guyanese pepper, mashallah, it blows the head away. Some people cannot even eat at all. This is a mercy from Allah. Some people cannot digest. Some people wish to eat. Some very rich people, they cannot eat to the point. They order very fancy food and they get people to eat. And just wants them to eat and said, how it tastes like? Because he cannot even test it. By this way, two gifts Allah give it to us, but we do not recognize them. Health and time. And don't forget, always mankind is a delusion. an illusion and deception unless Allah takes some of them away from you. Once you have no health, or you start having no health, you said, oh Allah. Or when you have no time, and at this time shaitan will, ha ha ha. He was very happy you lost your time and health. Do you know most of the thing we think about it is nothing? Is a delusion, an illusion by the devil? What do you think about it? The past is a past. Nothing you can do about it. Except to repent and make dua and istighfar and ask Allah to forgive you. The future in the hand of Allah, nobody knows nothing about tomorrow. Nobody. Why you worry about tomorrow? The one who give you and provide today, he will provide tomorrow. What left? Today, the present. Allah wants you to be busy with Allah for the present time. What shaitan come? Shaitan coming, make you very sad about what you lost. You didn't lose anything. Because if it's intent to be with you, nobody can take it away from you. Or he make you miserable. What about tomorrow? What about next year? What I can do this? When I can do that? This again, sickness. This meaning you have no belief in Allah. One man, his name, Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, one of the companion of the Prophet, he was dying in bed. And he said, oh my son, come to me. I need you. He said, I'm going to teach you two words. Don't ever forget the two words. Listen to me carefully. He said, yes, my father. He said, I'alam, you have to know, ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك يا بني إن لم تعمل بهن وتوقن بهن عذبك الله في جهنم. He said, oh my son, what has come to you of anything, you cannot let it away from you. Meaning you cannot stop it. And what you cannot reach, you cannot gain. Oh my son, you do not believe about these two words and may have faith on them, Allah will torture you in hellfire. What it mean, these two words? Meaning, whatever I cannot reach, meaning is not intent for me. Finished. And what happened to me, good or bad, I like it or I don't like it, I cannot stop it. Oh, if you do this, if you do that, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, is not exist in Islam. This kind of a conversation is not accepted in Islam. Even the worst scenario happened to you, once it happened, is a past. Once it's past, is a destined. Once it's destined, is written. Once it's written, you have to have three things. You have to be in a status of three things. If you be in a status of three things, whatever happened to you will become the most beautiful thing to you in this life and the hereafter. Number one, you have to have faith. Whatever happened to you, it was the best for you. Because Allah chose it for you. Even if it's the worst calamity. This number one is you have to have faith. Whatever happened to you is the best for you. Only if you know and have faith in Allah. Once you do that, you did the first right of Allah. Is you believe in Allah, He give you and He choose for you the best. What is number two? Number two, to be patient. Number three, to be in a status of contentment. To be content with whatever is written for you. Once you do that, the calamity become change and become goodness for you in this life and hereafter. But only after you do that and be patient, Allah will change it and He will show you the vision. Now you know the bounty of it. But we do not have the patience, and sometimes we do not believe in Allah. And we get impatient, uptight, and we worry. A Muslim do not know word worry. In an Islamic dictionary is no worry. A Muslim is worry free. We do not need insurance because Allah is our insurance. We do not need security. Allah is our security. Allah is sufficient enough for us. Why? Because we believe Allah is our Rabb. And Rabb by Arabic different than Ilah. Ilah meaning the one who deserves to be worshipped. But Rabb meaning the master, the controller, the provider, the protector, the one who take care about your affair, the one incumbent on him to take care about you. Some of the companions used to say it, oh Allah, I'm a slave of you, take care about my affair. Look at this. Today we call, we reach, what am I going to do, who going to do this, what about this? This is not Islam. Islam, when your heart content with what Allah give you and believe Allah is the door. Always Allah is the door. Allah is the owner of everything. Once you do that, you will be in a status of happiness, even if you have nothing. I know the topic about death, but we're talking about how to prepare ourselves for death. Because believe it or not, death is ugly and death is beauty. The companion who did their job in the time of death, they opened their arm. One man, he was opening his arm in the time of angel of death, and his wife was crying. He said, why are you crying for? She said, I'm crying about your condition. He said, excuse me, I did my crying 40 years, now I'm happy. I'm going to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to meet Allah. You cry for yourself, don't cry for me. You see, why? Like one scholar, he said something beautiful. He said, think about a mother and her sons or her daughter, obedience and nice to her. Wonder what happened. When this brother or son go visit the mother, how the mother will welcome the son or daughter? Happy, smiling, give him a hug, a kiss, warm feeling, tranquility, peace, food, this and that. She give him everything. And if the son or daughter is a disobeyer and pain in the neck, wonder what happened. And do not listen to her. She like to see them? No. She like to talk to them? No. She like to hug them? No. She like to kiss them? No. She like to give them anything? No. She like to give them 2x4. Right? She like to beat them up. She like to harrow to them. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah has a great example. We are a slave and servant of Allah. If we meet Allah and obedience to Allah and try to please Allah, in the moment of death, we're going to meet Allah and He will be make us very happy. And otherwise, when we do not obey Allah in this life and we die, the meeting will be a very bad meeting. Even sometime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reject people. The disbeliever never meet Allah. Some bad sinner will never meet Allah. Even they will not even go to heavens. The soul will not rise. The angel of torture will take and throw it away. May Allah save us from all that. Now I can see you half asleep, half hungry, half wonder. If I take too much of your time, let me know. I know I didn't reach my 45 minutes, but I can make it shorter, inshallah. Because the topic is really not to talk. I can talk about many, many topics for many hours, many days, no problem. But the topic is our heart is ready? Is really we want? Because unless you desire and want to listen and benefit, I cannot be a benefit to you. You have to desire it. You have to want. And I'm asking you, if anyone coming in his heart or her heart, any questions, please, I want you to talk to me and share something from your heart. Well, this topic is a very long topic, but the point is we're not ready for it even. By this way, number one, we have to realize we're going to die. Try to remember. Try to remember the grave. And try to remember as soon or later we're leaving. And nobody know, child or big. Nobody know. Nobody know. Any questions? Any thought? Do you want the cycle of death? Do you interesting about the cycle of death? How a person die? How the soul will be leaving? Where it will be leaving? What is the destination? How is the treatment?
Yes?
Yes. Okay. What happens is, when the time comes to somebody, nobody can delay. Finished. And to give you a story about that, Sayyidina Dawood, David alayhi salam, one time he has a friend in his government, and angel of death used to be his friend. When he have time, he coming to Prophet David, sit with him. One day, this governor sitting next to Prophet David, and he looking to this man, and this man looking at him. After a while, he called the Prophet David and said, "Excuse me, Prophet David, this man looking very odd looking to me. I do not like to be in his company. Can you please send me some far away? Can you command one of the cloud?" I think it was Sayyidina Solomon. "Command one of the cloud to take me somewhere." And it was reported it was India. Now from Jerusalem, the cloud carries governor, take him to India. After he did this to this governor, the angel of death tell him, "Excuse me, I have an appointment. I have to leave." He left. After a few minutes or a few seconds, he came back to Prophet Solomon. He told him, "Why you leave so right away and you come right away? And why you was looking to my governor like that?" He said, "I'm surprised from the way Allah do things. I'm surprised of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He said, "Why?" He said, "I came to visit you, and I know this man I have been commanded to take his soul, but in India, not in here. By this way, I was watching, and I know the time is up. Very soon. But I'm thinking, I'm looking at him, and I know he's going to leave soon. But how? And he's in Jerusalem. And when I left you and go to the time and place Allah written it to me, I find him waiting for me." His death. He was running because he didn't like this man, how it looked like to him. Now, when the time of death come, nobody can stop it. Nobody. Doctor, engineer, big scholar, big doctor, whatever. Come time, finished. Now, angel of death coming in different shape and form, according to the status of your belief and connection to Allah. He can be horrible, and he can be peaceful. One of the companion, very famous, the one who opened Egypt, his name Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu. After he died, his son, Abdullah, he saw him in a dream. He said, "Oh my father, you always ask people how test death test like, and now you test it. Describe it to me, my father." He said, "Oh my son, I felt like the earth has been trapped or collapsed over the sky collapsed over the earth. meaning very high pressure. Imagine the sky collapsed over the earth. This is how he felt the time of death. And I felt like I'm a bird, a tiny bird, fried in a fryer. And I felt like I'm breathing from a needle hole. Imagine. Do you know what I did one day after I read this report? I get a mask, one of these baby masks. I connect it to a tube. And I connect it to a smaller tube. I connect it to a needle hole. I cannot breathe for a second. Try to figure it out. And this home, one of the companions, one of the very, very good companion of the Prophet who opened Egypt. Meaning he opened many, many areas for Islam. What kind of Islam he has. And this is a feeling he gets in the moment of death. We have to think. If this is a companion, one of the companion of the Prophet, the one Allah said in Quran, Allah pleased with them, and they pleased with Allah. What about us? This is a moment of death. After that, you have two groups. Or either the angel of mercy or the angel of torture, according to your status of your belief and good deed. If you are a good deeder and Allah will forgive you, He will take you to heavens, one sky after another, until you meet Allah. And Allah will show you your place in paradise. And after that you will scream, "Oh Allah, I wish my family will be with me to see my place. Can I enter?" He said, "No, I written down, nobody entered until the day of judgment. Go back." And now the soul will join the body. Some people ask, but the body will be rotten in 3 days. This is the earth body, not the body of Hayat al-Barzakh, the life of Barzakh. Because you have 4 cycles in your life. All of us now in the second cycle. We like it or we don't. We believe or we disbelieve. All of us, all mankind in 4 cycles, period. First cycle, when your mother meet your father. And the sperm meet each other and generate a baby. And now you're living 9 months in the mother womb. Nobody know how you live, how you survive, who to care about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This one life. One cycle. After that, when the mother, boom, delivers a baby, now you transfer from the cycle of living in the darkness to the life of this life. Earthly life. If you ask a baby how he used to live, he doesn't know. Because people do said, "Oh, we're just going to die." No. When a baby leave his mother womb, what you do? Boop. You cut the only feeding tube. Because he doesn't need it anymore. It's different style of life. And this is what we are in it now. Different style of life. How long? Allah only know. But it's longer than the first cycle. When the angel of death come, death is the death of this life in here. Doesn't mean end. Because the soul never die. From the time Allah created the soul until the day of judgment, soul never die. Now when we leave this life, we go to a third life, unseen life. A life we do not see. Like angel, we do not see angels. We do not see Allah, we do not see paradise, we do not see hellfire. How we can believe in something we do not see? Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great imam, one man came to him, he didn't believe in Allah, he doesn't believe in the creator. And he said, "You guys are crazy. You believe in things you do not see. How you believe in something you do not see?" And he went to the scholar and asked him, "Can you see Allah, your creator?" He said, "No." "Can you touch him?" He said, "No." "Can you smell him?" He said, "No." And he said, "You believe in his exist?" He said, "Yes." Of his power and his bounty. After I asked him many questions, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi asked him, he said, can I ask you some question? He said, yes. He said, you have a brain? He said, yes. He said, you believe in you have a power of intellect and you can think? He said, yes. He said, can you touch your brain? He said, no. He said, can you see your brain? He said, no. Can you feel your brain? He said, no. He said, I'm surprised. You cannot answer a very simple question located in your body, and you want answer a big topic in a, belong to the one who created all the heaven and universe. Because Shaitan sometimes coming to us and think. Similar, also, one atheist, meaning somebody do not believe in God at all and a creator. He was walking, and he finds this fisherman next to his boat fishing. And he asked him, also and so, I want to invite you for something. You believe in the creator? He said, yes. He said, you crazy? The earth is designed this way, and the earth was having... And he started giving him this, like, you know, fraud understanding, meaning the earth is like just, boom, it happened by itself, you know. And he started explaining to him, is the earth, it just is the way it is. Is nature, is the way it is. And he started giving him invitation to what he believed. And the fisherman standing in the front of him, do not say nothing. When the man finished, he asked him, you see my boat? He said, yes. He said, do you know what happened to this boat? He said, no. He said, one day I wake up, I find this tree was cut by itself. He said, you nuts? He said, and I saw the wood flying in the air, get together and become a boat. He said, you're really crazy. And he said, I find the boat going to the water by itself, fishing the fish and the fish coming with it. He said, you're really nuts. He said, you call me crazy about a boat cannot be done by itself and cannot go fishing by itself. And you want all this creation to be running by itself without nobody to move it and to control it? Who is more crazy, me or you? You see, sometimes people give very simple people a big wisdom. Similar about death, because I do not really want to go to a lot of detail about death. This man going to his people in an area called Punjab, all the way in the north of Pakistan, close to Afghanistan. And he go to this very beautiful place, has a lot of beautiful furniture, made by very good wood. And he asked, you know, this is very good wood. How much is this bedroom? He said, this amount of 1,000. Wow. He said, what about this? He said, this is more expensive. What about this? He started asking different questions about different furniture, and he gave him the price, and the guy was shocked. He said, what kind of wood is that? He said, this wood is a certain kind of wood. He said, we have the same wood in our village. We put it in a fireplace, and we cook with it. It's very cheap. How come your wood is very expensive? He said, oh, your wood is different than our wood. He said, no. I know wood. It's the same wood. He said, yes, but your wood is a raw wood. Nobody ever make any effort in the wood. By this way, you put it in the fire and you cook with it or you warm yourself with it. Has no big value. But this wood, a lot of people make an effort to smooth it, to cut it, to grain it, to paint it, to trim it. The man, he was going to ask about the furniture. He said, I'm coming from the same purpose. He said, what is it? He said, we have a heart. If you leave it, it will be rotten, no value. And in the end, Allah will put it in hellfire because no value. And this heart, if you make an effort in this heart and make it closer to Allah, this heart Allah elevated and decorate paradise with it, the way you put the furniture in a very elegant place in your house. He said, you give me a lesson today about how I take care about myself. Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, this body, this soul, this heart, if we do not make an effort to elevate it toward Allah, this body and heart and soul will be cheap. The only place with it will be hellfire. And if this body and heart and soul, we really work it out and really struggle to really let it belong to Allah and try to make Allah be pleased with us, wonder what happened. It will be decorated paradise. Allah will elevate us. And talking about life and death, I think it's different time, because now we are going to the short death, which is sleep. When a person sleep, is a small death. You understand?
Sleeping.
Is anybody sleeping?
No.
You sure? Nobody take a small nap? Because we have two deaths. We have the short death and we have the long death. The short death when we go to sleep, and the long death when we died and we never come back. After the soul go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back, it go to the grave, Allah opens the grave, and commanding the grave to be open and be lit and be decorated, and the grave would be a piece of paradise. Insha'Allah. And the opposite, if the person do not make an effort and watch for this point and this time, wonder what happened. The angel will be the angel of torture, and the person will be going toward Allah, and the angel of torture will not allow, the angel of sky will not allow the soul to be elevated. And this time, they will get commanded to throw the soul away. And when they throw it away from the sky, it will be dropped in the earth, and the angel of torture take it and said, you are rotten soul. Come on, we show you what the treatment is. And the grave will be tight, and it will be fired from hellfire, and he will be tortured until the day of judgment. This why Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, the one they be called Dun Nurain, the one with two light, because he married the two of the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He, every time they talk about death, he felt he's crying so much and he faint. And when they talk about the day of judgment, nothing affect him. They ask him, oh Uthman, how come you be affected about that and not about the day of judgment? He said, you do not hear what the Prophet ﷺ said? The grave is the first step of day of judgment. If it's easy, whatever coming after that will be easier. And if it's difficult, whatever coming after that is difficult. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I really do not want to take too much of his time, because, you know, this topic is very long. But the main message in here is not really what we're talking about it or how long we talk about it. Is we have to wake up and we have to remember where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish and how long we're going to live. And we have to know we're really going to die. And this is the ultimate calamity. And this is what we should worry about it. How we worry about it? By saving our time and not losing our time, and try to be in really active in a good deed. That's it. If you do not know how to do it, I will teach you something very simple. Just call Allah. Tell him, oh Allah, I'm weak. I'm astray. Guide me, ya Allah. Allah will guide you. Allah will take your hand. Allah is so generous. Now, is any question or any concern about death? And we should make dua for each other to be united as a family and to be neighbors in the same level, to able to visit each other and to give your hand to each other and try to get closer to each other and make dua to each other, inshallah.